and we're still standing. But what God began to tell me, he says that when we're saying got 10, we're literally saying that if after 10 years you're still standing, it's because God said there's another level I have for you. Anytime that you have longevity with anything that's of God, he brings you after a decade. If you're still standing in anything that's with God, it's because God is saying there is greater coming. Because God began to speak to me. He said, I wouldn't have allowed you to get to 10 if I'm going to keep you where you're at. Because if I'm going to keep you where you're at, then that means you plateaued and you're no good to me anymore. But the only reason that you're still here at God 10 is because there is another level of God's goodness. There's another level of God's greatness. God said, I would never allowed you to be here. You would have been a statistic like the average church in America. After 4 years, I would have shut you down. But because I've allowed you to get to 10, it is a sign that something greater is on the way, because I won't let you last a decade if I'm not going to take you to a higher level. God, help me right here. And any time in your life that you see God brings you through something and you have longevity with God, trust me, nothing in your life had to last. Nothing in your life had to last longer than it lasted. Some of us know that right now. You had some things where it did not work out. It's because God said, I didn't have another level for you. But when you see a decade of marriage, a decade of business and ministry, it's because God is saying greater is on the way. It's about to get better than what you've ever seen before. And when I think about what God has done for us, God is literally getting me happy in my spirit, because I know that when we come back on the other side of 10, we're not coming back the same. Mediocrity, the same, is not even an option, because we've lasted a decade. God says, I have to shift you into a new dimension, or why would I even let you come to this level this far? And see, what many of us need to understand is that, you say, well, Pastor, that's great for the church. You got to understand the power of church. Is that, like priests, like people, whatever happens in this house is going to happen in your house. And when God shifts what you're connected to, you have no option but to shift with us and go to a higher level in every area of your life. Somebody say, every area of my life. This is why you can't connect to people with a bad spirit. Because, see, we got to be careful, because, you know, some things look glitz and glamour, but it's not about the way it looks. It's about the spirit in the place. And when you're not connected to the glitz and glamour, you're connected to the spirit in the house. That's why you just can't go to church anywhere. I'm trying to tell you something right now. You can't, because it's not about the physical place. It's about the spirit. No one's connected physically to anything. You're connected spiritually when you go to the church. God help me. And many people connect to glitz and glamour, but you got to connect to the spirit of the house, because whatever you go to worship, it's in your spirit. And whatever's in your spirit is going to drive your life. And if God says the spirit of this house, I'm taking to another level, that means everything inside of you and connected to you has got to go to a greater level in your life. And this is why where you go to church is vital to your life. Touch your name. Say, you can't just go anywhere. You can't just go anywhere. Here it is. Not only is greater on the way, but stay with me. God says, when we say got 10, that literally says the best is still to come. That we ain't seen nothing yet. We have not seen anything yet. I don't know how many times that's been prophesied to me over the years that you got to understand what's coming, Pastor. You don't have an idea what God is about to do. And as we get ready to see this and God begin to share this to me, got 10 means that you have not seen the best of what I'm getting ready to do. But here it is. Here's what it also means. That we have a necessity. That we are vital and we're needed. Not only is greater coming, but here it is. God says the reason why I've allowed this ministry to last is because this ministry is needed. Because I believe the time is up for coming to church for the wrong reasons. Hang with me for a minute. Because many people come to church and have churches changed since I've grown up. Church, you used to come to church because you needed God. You come to church because you love God and you wanted to see God. But somewhere in my growing up in life, church shifted. Now people come to church for entertainment. Now people come to church to be seen. People come to church to get their business off the ground. People come to church for all the wrong reasons. But what God began to show me is when you say got 10, what you're saying is that we are needed in the kingdom of heaven. Because our stock goes up, God said. Watch this. Because God, he began to share with me that, see, the time of coming to church for the wrong reasons is over. We are living in a time where people will start coming to church not because of entertainment. They will come to church because they need church. We're living in a time where life, people are stressed out like never before. Come on, somebody. Where their stress level is at an all-time high. Marriages are a wreck. Finances are jacked up. People, the world we're living in is in discord and division. I mean, conversations that we have in this world. Listen, even on the political level, conversations that are had on TV were conversations that would only be had in a gutter somewhere. And now we're living in a day and age where we've normalized the perversions of life, and people are stressed out. They're losing their mind. And what God began to show me is that I'm going to start bringing people to church not because of entertainment, but it's going to be the only thing that's going to keep people in their sound mind. It's going to be the anointing that they're coming back to, because out there we're going to start losing our mind. And on Sunday morning, people are going to be busting down doors trying to find God's glory, trying to find the anointing, because if it is not for the church, that's why he says, do not forsake the gathering of yourselves, such as some do in the last days, because it's the church is going to be the only thing standing that's going to keep you in your right mind. The only thing's going to make you understand that there is something better coming is when you show up in the house of God on Sunday and the glory begins to fall and depression lifts off your shoulder. Because let me tell you, Prozac ain't going to do it, baby. I'm telling you, a therapist won't be able to do the trick. The only thing that's going to change your life is when the glory of God gets on you. And there's no glory like corporate glory. There's no worship like corporate worship. You can put Fred Hammond in your car, but baby, it ain't like walking up in here with 300 people lifting up the name of Jesus and the glory of God comes in, and that's the only thing that's going to keep us in the last days. We got political news. We got a president who we got so many things going on where people are going to be driven back to God. And this is why we've got to understand. God says Gaten means I need you, son. Gaten means that there's a shift that's coming. This world is getting so twisted. Do you remember September 11? It's funny that on September 11, you couldn't find a seat in any church. Because people were running and said they needed God. They were away from God. And when September 11th happened, everybody came looking for God. They came running to the house of God. They came at the altars. They thought that Jesus was on his way back. And baby, I got news for you. He is on his way back. And then what we're seeing out there in the last days, God says, I need a church that can stand up and hold the truth of the banner of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're not friendly seekers. We are friendly. But baby, we're going to tell you the truth that will save your life. And so God says, got 10 means you're needed. And what people don't understand is God says in Jeremiah 3:15, here it is, right? Matter of fact, don't give me 3, give me 3:14. God says, watch what he says here. He is drawing people back to the church. Not for entertainment. See, it's one thing to have entertainment. That's wonderful and all that. But I need something greater in my life than entertainment. I got devils knocking on my door. I've got demons after me. I don't need games right now. I need something that's going to break the back of the enemy off my life. And I can't come up in here trying to play around and look cute. I need somewhere I can kick off my shoes, throw my wig off if I got to, and lay out at the altar and say, God, do something in me. Because if you don't do it today, I may not survive tomorrow. If you don't touch my soul, if you don't touch my family, my child, my marriage, I may not wake up in the morning. I don't have time for games right now. I need the power of the Holy Ghost in my life.